Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me. Got the south side right behind me, homie. And for me, that's plenty. Now the bypass, the drugs, and the haters, and the handy. Play the politics right and ever so gentle. Reach up and snatch that bread. Get the fam fed. Get it like a man, like my uncles and pops would if they had the chance. Or maybe they did and just couldn't advance. Damn, all I can be. I am more than a man. Y'all don't understand. Gotta get the cheese like a multiple choice question. And all I see is me. Father told me long ago ain't nothing free. So I was off with that cheese like it's New Year's Eve.
It's a revolution, so every moment crucial. I can never break, you will never see me do so. Resolution, I will always be on top like revolution. Got the lights cause I'ma shine bright. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution. Feel the music, baby, it's a resolution. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution.
Rain in the windshield, the wiper blades got me dazing off and out of space. Working out my next chest move. A hole in the game to break through. In the meantime, I just grind and pay dues. Rhyme and stay true, rather die than shine true. Since I was knee high, I shine better than bruised. The face and egos are much better than you. My flow is clever, fine, so I can never lose. And you know it won't stop. Till a brother talking shop in an office with a view. And a 30-story drop and a pretty girl or two. Saying, man, we take your shoes. Clever, welcome to the top. Cause I need that gravy, checking the room, making sure nobody's shaded. Laying in wait, lurking, waiting to play it. Gotta pay the bills, gotta feed the baby. If getting in it is a sin, Jesus save me.
Yeah, yeah. You been listening to Long Road Home. This is DJ Fool, Canny Music Quick Hit. Hit me on Twitter, at DJ Fool. Head clever, head clever. Shout out to my nigga Jay, Facility Studio.
This is how I think, blow it out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line. I'm representing my mans on the block. The chopper working, move grams on the block.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.
Yeah.
would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I appreciate you tuning in. Here on The Foundation, we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So here at The Foundation, we're looking to apply correct information correctly. I appreciate y'all tuning in for the show. 100% appreciated. Gotta say thank you very much. Peace, y'all. How you doing? Hope everyone's feeling well. Everything's good. You had a great week, great weekend, so on and so forth. Welcome to The Foundation. Business Credit 101. We're about to establish trade lines on this episode. It's going to be a great episode. I'm sure it's going to get a lot of archive hits, as usual. And, you know, I'm here to bring the pain. I've noticed a difference even in my consultation rate. Maybe I'm stepping on my own toes, but that's the whole point. Pancaking. A lot of information that is usually charged for with regards to business credit. I'm just going to put it out there. Here we go. So The Foundation, once again, Business Credit 101, how to establish trade lines. I'm going to start off by saying all thanks, praises, honors due to the Creator and the ancestors. So without them, we would not be here. As always and as usual, I want to say peace. Big up to Big Brother Yusuf L. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Extraordinaire creator. Wouldn't even be happening. So y'all, you know, peace, salute, big brother. Welcome to thefoundation.com. As always, always, at the very least, sign up for the email list. It's right there. Right when you go to the page, it's right there. You can find the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, all these. Email list, everything. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Just how it sounds. Spell it out. I would also like to say, you know, as always, peace to all the listeners. You know, peace. All the live listeners, live callers, all the internet listeners. I want to say peace to you. All the archive listeners, you know, those who cannot, you know, check out the show live. Maybe have other, you know, engagements, requirements, you know, podcast listeners, and everyone who, you know, listens to MP3, shares it around. I want to say peace to you. Moving forward, want to say peace to the trustees. Salute. As well as all those who are invested in their private education. And then finally, peace to anyone I've done business with in the private. Anyone who sent an email or well wishes or current events, peace to Yvette, or anyone who's otherwise added to the foundation. Got it? What's up, y'all? Y'all doing? You good? I'm good. Let's get to it. First, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to current events. Y'all know how it works. I'm going to start on Reuters. I'm pretty much stay on Reuters, except for a couple articles. We're going to start off with OPEC. OPEC's new price hawk in Saudi Arabia seeks oil as high as $100 a barrel. Speaking in London, the top oil exporter, Saudi Arabia, would be happy to see crude rise to $80 or even $100 a barrel. Three industry sources said a sign Riyadh will seek no changes to an OPEC supply cutting deal, even though the agreement's original target is within sight. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, Russia, and several other producers began to reduce supply in January 2017 in an attempt to erase a glut. They have extended the pact until December 2018 and meet in June to review the policy. OPEC is close to the original target of the pact, reducing industrialized nations' oil inventories to their five-year average. There's no indication yet, however, that Saudi Arabia or its allies want to wind down the supply cut. So y'all noticing gas prices going up at the pump? No. That definitely doesn't look good for them going down anytime soon. First dance, we're going to dance over there to CNBC. Something I like to hear. I did wake up this morning, actually. I noticed that the precious metals market had moved significantly. And I knew that, you know, there was going to be some news today. I knew, you know, that oil has something to do with that. CNBC is saying gold advances on technical buying, light safe haven demand. So gold prices rose to a one-week high today on technical trading and some safe haven demand, even as the dollar held on to gains and stocks rose on risk appetite. On safe haven demand and a general commodities move, said George Gero, Managing Director of RBC Wealth Management, adding concerns over U.S. sanctions on Russia still remain. Gold broke above 1350, a significant resistance level for gold. This is very significant. A lot of people around me talking about 1350, talking about 1365, 1375, and so on and so forth. You know, pop those levels and who knows. This was said by Active Trades Chief Analyst Carlo Alberto de Casa, and a close above this level would confirm positive momentum for gold. If gold can remain above the $1,350 level for a couple of days, there is a good chance to see it jumping up to $1,400. Kitco Metals senior analyst Jim Wyckoff said the chart positions for gold and silver are tilted in favor of the bulls, which is inspiring technically based buying interest at midweek. The point that robust corporate earnings this week capped gains in a non-interest yield of gold and lifted stocks. In physicals, Sri Lanka imposed a 15% tax on imported gold with effect from Wednesday to prevent illegal smuggling of the metal from the island nation, the finance ministry office official said. So, you know, there's other stuff going on, but gold is moving. If you're holding gold, if you're holding silver, you like that. You've likely seen that. And congratulations are obviously in order. This is probably what's really going on. Back to Reuters. It's Iran switches from dollar to euro for official reporting currency. Might shed a little light as to what's going on politically. You know, I don't get into that too much. But Iranian government institutions will start reporting foreign currency amounts in euros rather than United States dollars, state media said today, as part of the country's effort to reduce its reliance on the American currency. The decision was made at a cabinet meeting. The state broadcaster IRIB said, Central Bank Governor, the Central Bank Governor of Iran said last week that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali had welcomed his suggestion to replace the dollar with the euro in Iran's foreign trade, as dollar has no place in our transactions today. Quote, Tehran has been trying for years to move away from the dollar because of political tensions with Washington, although much of the country's international trade is still conducted in dollars and ordinary Iranians use them for travel and savings. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to exit the 2015 nuclear deal Iran made with the world powers unless it revised United States sanctions will resume unless Trump issues new waivers to suspend them on May 12th. Bank transactions involving the dollar are already difficult for Iran because legal risks make U.S. banks unwilling to do business with Tehran. Foreign firms can be exposed to sanctions if they do Iranian deals in dollars, even if the operations involve non-U.S. branches. That's deep, y'all. Please believe. China, CNBC, I mean, I'm sorry, CNN, money. China slaps 179% charge on United States sour gum imports. There we go. China's Commerce Ministry said yesterday that customs officers will charge importers a fee of about 179% on United States sour gum after an investigation found the shipments were unfairly subsidized and damaging Chinese producers. Sour gum is a grain that is used to feed livestock and make a liquor that's very popular with Chinese drinkers. Oh, man. China is the largest buyer of American sour gum products. Its imports of the crop were worth about $960 million last year, according to the Chinese customs data. The move is likely to stoke fears of a trade war between the United States and China. Tensions have risen sharply since the start of 2018, with both governments announcing plans to slap tariffs on major imports. China announced that it would investigate alleged dumping of American sour gum back in February. Sour gum is a good target for a trade dispute since it would have a major financial impact on the United States. Loan Puete, I don't know how to say his last name, director of China AG, an agricultural research firm in the Chinese capital. Squeezing the sour gum trade could also hurt America's rural economy, particularly in the state like Kansas, where President Trump has a lot of support. The Commerce Ministry said its ruling was preliminary and that the charges which take effect today were temporary. It said it would announce a final decision in the sour gum probe at a later date. You got trade wars. Trade wars. Back to Reuters. The Federal Reserve's Dudley sees slightly restrictive in quotations, U.S. monetary policy on the horizon. So after a decade of ultra-loose policy, the Federal Reserve will likely raise interest rates to a slightly restrictive setting in the years ahead as unemployment falls and inflation ticks higher. New York Fed President William Dudley said he was among the U.S. central bankers last month to mark up forecasts that show the policy rate rising to about 3.4% by 2020, a full half a percentage point above the current estimate of neutral. Dudley himself said he marked up his estimate of neutral to around 3%. It implies that policy will need to become slightly restrictive in the years ahead, said Dudley, a longtime permanent voter on monetary policy who will leave the Fed in 2 months. He repeated his support for gradual rate hikes, even given inflation remains below a 2% target and predicted prices will edge higher. The Fed hiked rates last month and predicted 2 or 3 more rises before the year end. So if interest rates become restrictive, those are going to be borrowing restrictions. Restrictions on credit and restrictions on those who are able to borrow in United States currency. So, you know, I'm just looking for the signs. I feel like, you know, we are told what is happening and what is going to happen. Most of us just don't know how or care to pay attention to what's being said or shown. Well, I mean, that's kind of why, you know, I get into current events. Amazon on Reuters says it has more than 100 million Prime members. Chief Executive Officer Jeff Bezos informed shareholders Amazon Music now has tens of millions of paid customers, with Amazon Music Unlimited expanding to more than 30 new countries in 2017. It also has more than 100 million Amazon Prime members globally. Bezos said Prime Now, a service that offers free delivery within 2 hours, is now available in more than 50 cities spanning 9 countries. Shares of the e-commerce giant which have risen about 69% in the last 12 months, rose another 1.3% in aftermarket trading. I appreciate news like that. We need to continue to cut our cable. Last but not least, Tesla production pause adds to Model 3 concerns. It's one of those, you know, current events I don't like to hear. I feel like, you know, whether I have a personal regard with the news or not, I want to talk about them because not everything is rosy. But I feel like, you know, they want Tesla to fail. But who knows? That could be a conspiracy theory. Tesla shares fell as much as 2% in pre-market trading yesterday, a temporary halt in production of its Model 3 sedan, adding to nerves about the electric car maker's consistent failure to keep its promises on vehicle output. Model 3, the most affordable sedan from Tesla, is seen as crucial to the company's future's profitability, but has so far missed several production goals. The car maker said the halt, the second since February, was to improve automation and systematically address bottlenecks to increase production and is a regular move by car companies. While temporary suspensions to production in order to improve manufacturing and engineering line rates are not uncommon in the auto industry, particularly during a ramp up, we believe that the news will once more be taken negatively by the market, providing more honey to the bears. Tesla's use of robots to assemble Model 3s had led to more complexity and delays, which billionaire chief executive Elon Musk acknowledged on Friday in a tweet, quote, excessive automation at Tesla's manufacturing plants was a mistake. To be precise, my mistake. Humans are underrated, end quote. According to Bernstein analysts, Tesla has not only automated stamping, painting, and welding, like most other manufacturers, but also tried to automate final assembly. This is where the U.S. electric car maker seems to be facing problems. Tesla's been trying to run full tilt, said James Siegel, an analyst at Elazar Advisors. He, Elon Musk, is sleeping overnight on the production floor. I don't think there is any way they purposely want to slow down production. It tells me something's not quite right. Model 3 production fell short of the weekly target of 2,500 units at the end of the first quarter, and a number of Wall Street analysts say they do not believe it will succeed in producing 5,000 Model 3s per week in the second quarter, as Musk has promised. That's about it on that. And that's about it for current events. Appreciate y'all. You know I do. You know I do. So welcome to the foundation. I trust everybody's feeling good. I trust everyone's fired up. Y'all ready to learn how to establish some trade lines for the free, not for the fee. Once again, welcome to thefoundation.com. At the very least, sign up for the email list. Turn it up. And let's get started. The Foundation, Business Credit 101, how to establish trade lines. First and foremost, disclaimer, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I do not practice law or anything like that. Now, if you're looking for advice from an attorney or lawyer, I suggest you seek a competent attorney or lawyer in their respective designations. I only speak about what I do. Y'all know me. Anyone who's dealt with me, you listen to the shows, so on and so forth. That's why I feel like I have so much to give, simply because I'm giving what's real. So with that being said, how to establish trade lines. So this is automatically assuming that you already have a business. You already got it set up. You got your EIN already. You got your business bank account. You know, you got your corporate address. You know, these are prerequisites to, you know, to this episode. So, like I said, got your business, your LLC incorporated at the state level. You got an EIN from the IRS for that particular LLC. You got your bank account open, and let's just say, you know, you got your corporate address. All right? So we're looking to start using this entity, you know. We got the bank account, got a little bit of money in there. Let's say we got $100 in the bank account. Let's just make it realistic. Got $100 in the business bank account. Right? We want to start establishing trade lines. First and foremost, any dollar, pause the music, any dollar that goes from your pocket into the business account. This is, and I'm not talking, you know, things that you pay for, which if you do pay for things from your business, you should get a discount. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, whether it's the incorporation of the business itself. I'm talking about when you go to the Secretary of State, whether you do it online or you walk in there or you mail it in. There's three ways to incorporate at your Secretary of State. The incorporation fee that they charge, most times if you go in there, they'll ask you. You want the receipt in your name or the business name? You know, most people say, you know, oh, in the business name because it was a business expense. No, you want it in your name. Why? Because that's your receipt. You have a receipt. Now you're entitled to reimbursement. So basically what I'm saying is reimbursement. Keep track of all the money that you put into your business. Why? Because that is a loan that you gave to your business that you require to be paid back. This is important. Keep track of it. Don't mess around. Let's just be serious. Let's take this seriously. And we're going to get serious results. All right? So, we got $100 in the business account. You know, I got the business account open. We got the corporate address. You know, the bank statement, first bank statement came, shows it was $100 in there. Like, oh, yeah. I got the business account open. Oh, yeah. You know, I've been busy, forgot. So, I'm going to start working on this business credit. What's the first thing I'm going to do? That's what this show is about. So let's get into that, all right? That's where we're starting from that position right there. You got the business. You got the corporate address. You got the EIN. And you got the bank account. Now, I said it a couple times, but I just want you to know, this is where we're at. This is where I'm starting from. So first and foremost, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? All right, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. You got $100. That's all you got. All right. All you got is $100. This is basically a choose your own adventure because I know there's multiple different types of individuals from different levels of, you know, ability, you know, financial ability, listening to this podcast, this MP3, this broadcast, whatever. So I want to speak from, you know, multiple sides. Okay. So you got $100. First thing you're going to do, if all you have is $100, that's it. I'm going to start from there. All you got is $100. Your first thing you're going to do is set up an account, an online account with a company called Uline. Uline. Capital U-L-I, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. Uline. Why? Why am I setting up this account? I'm about to get there. This is the first thing you do. You got $100. That's it. You got no more money. Even if you got $50, this is the same thing. And if you got more money, I'm gonna tell you what to do right after this. If you got a little more change than that. But Uline.com, set up an account, set up a business account, give them the business address. That's why this is important. Put in the business address. So you haven't said anything. Do I need a DUNS number? There's a reason why I haven't talked about a DUNS number yet. So let's just relax. Set up an account with the Uline. A business account, put the EIN in there, you get the confirmation email, so on and so forth. Boom, you got the business account. Now, what you want to do is either do an online chat or you want to call the number and you want to make an order. And when you're talking to them on the phone, tell them you want to make an order, but tell them that you're interested in establishing a corporate credit line. Corporate credit line. Do not say trade line. Say corporate credit line. We're looking at establishing a corporate credit line. Here's one of the illest things that I can tell you about your mind state when you're establishing business credit. You do not own the company. You work for a company. Blow your mind. Boom. You do not own the company. You work for the company. You came into work today, and this is one of the things that you had to do. It's a new company. And this is why they're not lying. You don't own the company. The state does. You're being very specific. So you're not lying. I don't like to lie either. You don't own the company. You just work there. You don't want to get fired. To me, getting fired means no check, no money. So if you're working for your own company, you don't get no check, no money, you might as well get fired. You might as well fire yourself. You take yourself in the office, close the door, and just yell at yourself and then fire yourself. But no, seriously. So when you're dealing with these people and you call them, don't ask for no trade line, nothing like that. You say, you know, a corporate credit line, or you say corporate terms, company terms. We'd like to establish the first order on our corporate trade, no, our corporate company account. Or on company terms, can we do that? And see what they say. Now be cool, relax. But you're gonna order something, you're gonna buy something. What are you gonna buy? First and foremost, you're gonna go to uline.com, you're gonna be logged in. What are you gonna buy? You're gonna buy toilet paper, man. Seriously. The first thing you're gonna buy is toilet paper. Why? Because you already pay for toilet paper. We're going to establish business credit with things that you already buy. First trade line, toilet paper. Believe it or not, you're going to build business credit with toilet paper. Every time you buy toilet paper, they're going to send you the bill. You're going to pay the bill. Building business credit. First thing you do, that's your first trade line. Boom. If you got a little more money, let's say you got a little more money, you got $400 or so, you can do a little more, you got $500 or so. First thing you do, you have two choices. You can either go establish a business mobile account, cell phone account, because you pay for your cell phone, don't you? We all have cell phones. Every time you pay for it, when it's under the business name, every payment is reported as positive credit history on the business side, but not on the personal. It's the things we already pay for. So you're going to go open a business mobile account, mobile phone account. You do it, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, all of them. AT&T, they all do business accounts. Now, why I say you got a little bit more money, well, it's the first thing you're doing with your business. So the business isn't going to have any, you know, history. So they're more than likely going to want a deposit on the first line or so. So that's the money that you're going to give them for the deposit. The first thing you're going to do, establish a business mobile phone account. Port in your numbers. Say, you need a phone? Nope. I already got a phone. Let me get a SIM card. Tell them you want to bring in your own number. Port the number. Boom. Business credit. Second option, go and get a secured business credit card. You talking about Chase, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, these types of, you know, national banks. You give them $500, they'll give the business a $500 credit card. Well, you know, you use the credit card, pay it. You can pay it even before interest is charged, and that builds positive credit history. First one, Uline, first option, is Net Credit, N-E-T. Second option is revolving, you know, the credit card, the mobile phone, business mobile phone. Net and revolving are the two types of credit that you're dealing with when you're dealing with business credit. What is net and revolving? Net credit terms is another word for it. This means that you are issued a certain line of credit to the business. Let's just start off, you know, arbitrarily, let's say $1,000. So Uline says, yeah, sure, great. You know, we see a commercial address, you know, it's not a residential address. We'll extend your company $1,000. Boom. What does that mean? That means that your company can make purchases from Uline's website or catalog up to $1,000. And we'll have to pay the invoice on terms. What are the terms? Well, Uline usually, they do 30 days. So what does that mean? You make a purchase, then you got to pay whatever you made the purchase. So whatever you bought, let's say you bought some toilet paper or whatever. So you got to pay that within 30 days. If you wait after 30 days, it's late. Negative credit reporting. Pow. It's over. So basically, you're getting 30 days to pay for the toilet paper that you're buying. Why I say Uline and toilet paper? Because they got some deluxe toilet paper. Get you like 40 rolls for $37, man. 40 rolls. Not playing. It's a good deal. It comes in a big box. It's crazy. It's a lot of toilet paper. You won't need any for a while unless you got a lot of, you know, sisters in your house. You got, you know, daughters and, you know, so on and so forth. But I'm just saying, it's a start. So you got 30 days. Other net terms, you have, I'm seeing 15 days. You got to pay it in 15 days. I've seen 10 days. I've seen 30 days. I've seen 50 and 55 days. I've seen 90 days. But I don't see the 90 too much. I see a lot of 55 and I see a lot of 30 days, sometimes 10 days. Basically, that means you got to pay it all within, you know, not a lot of time period. And then revolving credit is what we all know. We're all familiar with it. That is the type of credit where, you know, those are overall balance. You purchase something, $200, so on and so forth. And you just pay the minimum balance. I mean, a minimum amount every month. So if it's $200, the minimum payment is $15. All you got to do is pay $15 every month, you know, on the overall $200. And, you know, that's a good deal. That's revolving credit. You know, the billing cycle revolves into a next cycle. The remainder of the balance revolves into a next billing cycle. Whereas net terms, nah, that's it. That's it. It's done. You're done now. So that's net versus revolving. So your revolving accounts is, you know, believe it or not, is mobile phones, businesses. Revolving accounts are reported to Equifax Business, Experian Business, TransUnion Business. Another revolving account is that secured credit card that you can get at any, you know, real national bank. Those are, you know, some, you know, any type of credit revolving account card, you know, MasterCard or something like that, car loans, things like that are going to report on the revolving side. The net side is Dun & Bradstreet. You know, a lot of people, when we've all heard of the Dun & Bradstreet number, how to get it, so on and so forth. Basically, people get stuck at the codes, NAICS codes, or the SIC codes. And that's cool. If you get stuck, just email me, you know, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Let's get on the line, do a consultation, get you squared away. Because, you know, there is a science to this. You know, you just don't want to jump out there too heavy and not know exactly what you're doing. As far as any other accounts, I'm going to get into some more trade lines that you can set up yourself in a couple of minutes, you know, that I've used. But when it comes, you know, comes to Dun & Bradstreet, just so you know, you start setting up net accounts, trade lines and stuff with the business, you don't need to do the profile for Dun & Bradstreet, get the number. They'll do it for the business and assign the number to the business, and you just got to go claim it. Only problem with that is they, you know, they might not do the profile right. They might have the address wrong, the zip code wrong, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, then you got to go back and fix it, and it costs time and energy and stuff. That's why people tend to, you know, create the profile themselves. You know, they know how it's going to go up. It's up to you. But like I said, if you're stuck, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. We'll get it figured out. I want to talk real quick on, as far as credit goes, having a business number is very important. I'm a firm advocate of voice over internet protocol numbers, or VOIP numbers. These are your Google Voice numbers, you know, numbers that you can get from these different types of internet service providers, stuff like that. But, you know, one of the good ways to establish a business number is to establish a prepaid account, you know, some sort of cellular prepaid account. Get that number because it's actually coming from a provider. And then you can port that actually to Google Voice or whatever if you don't want to pay the bill the next month. And Google Voice is free, you know, and there's an option to port that number into Google Voice. But you can actually list that number in 411 with your business name, the business address, and the business number. And usually you're going to want to do that before, or at least, you know, a couple weeks or so before you head out there and you start establishing, you know, trade lines. Through the underwriting process, what these companies do before they extend credit to businesses is they do reverse lookups on the cell phone or, you know, the business numbers. And they look up the street addresses. And they're looking for two things, one for each thing. You know, they're looking for the phone number to come up tied to some personal account. No, that looks bad. That's negative. Or they're looking for, you know, the address to come back residential and not commercial. Those things are going to hinder you. It's going to hinder, you know, you building your profile. It's going to hinder vendors extending credit, at least in the initial, you know, months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. And that's, you know, that's something that you want to try to avoid. And the better you can get established, the better you can get the profile set up, the better you can get the business, you know, legitimized, at least, you know, when it comes to the public, the easier it's going to be to have, you know, these trade lines made available to your business, your company. So, you know, establishing a prepaid account, you can pick whatever, you know, area code you want. They usually ask you to put in the zip code or something. Otherwise, if you don't want to do that, you know, you low budget, you can definitely set up a voice over internet protocol, like a Google Voice number. Attach that to the business, list that in 411. And, you know, it will come up, a voice over internet protocol, but it also will come up attached to the business. So, you know, there are businesses that start off like that. And there are, you know, our voice over internet protocol lines and, you know, business setups that run through, you know, off of internet signals going through firewalls and switches and stuff like that. I've seen them. So it does happen. It does happen. Don't let it discourage you if you're not allowed. I mean, you're not allowed. You're not able to, you know, grab onto that prepaid, you know, account, get that number and then port that over, or, you know, maintain it. It doesn't really matter because eventually and honestly, you know, what you're going to do is establish your mobile phone or family plan or whatever that you already pay for in a business name and start building credit off of that. That's important. And that's what I want y'all to understand. We build business credit off of things that we're already paying for. We don't incur any new costs. And the only new cost that I think is acceptable with regards to the things that I'm already paying for is shipping. And that's not all the time. There's only a couple of vendors to where, you know, you're going to be paying shipping every time you're dealing with them. A lot of times that's $12, $13, you know. And let it be a game. Let it be fun. You know, let it be some kind of exciting thing. You're doing something that most people aren't doing. You know, you look like everyone else. You're dressing like, well, probably like anyone else. You're wearing clothes. you know, let me be specific. You're wearing clothes like everyone else. You're probably driving around. You might be riding the bus like everyone else. But you may have bought that bus pass off the secure credit card of your business. So the purchase of that bus pass is actually building credit on your business. You know, let it be fun. You know, make a game out of it. How many things can you pay for that'll build your business credit? Now check this out. Not everything that your business purchases is going to be not everything that the business purchases is going to be an allowable deduction on the corporate side. But it doesn't at all negate the fact that those purchases were still building business credit. So you want to, you know, keep in publication 15B. You want to keep in publication 535. But like I said, if you got a commercial address, that commercial address has access to a bathroom and a sink and a refrigerator. I mean, you have the same things at your home. Do the math and quit playing. This is how, I mean, we're really seriously building business credit out here. It's not a mystery. So, yeah, toilet paper, trash bags, you want to go to Uline. You want to go to another one, Granger, Grainger. That's another trade line. They like to extend credit to new businesses, usually $1,000. Quill, usually $1,000, you know. Supply Works, SUPPLYWORKS, Supply Works. They extend business credit off the jump. Like I said, the major thing is going to be your phones, your mobile phones. I can't stress that enough. Mobile phones and toilet paper. Let's just start there. Mobile phones and toilet paper. Once you get there, then, you know, expand from there. But you're gonna start going to the store. You're going to be realizing, or, you know, whoever does the shopping, you know, go to the store, you're going to, you know, be looking through the bag or realizing, like, man, I could have bought that with business credit. You could have bought that with business credit. You could have started building the business credit with those purchases. And just, you know, make it a game. Just make it a game. Uline, what else did I say? Quill, Amsterdam Printing. Amsterdam Printing, Amsterdam.com, Deluxe. They do checks, you know, they'll do, you know, printing pens and stuff like that. Really, you know, I use Deluxe. You get the business account. And they were like, well, you want to order checks? I'm like, no. No, it's expensive. It's expensive messing with Deluxe, buying some checks. I'm just going to put that out there. But it's business credit. So, you know, if you see it's worth it, you know, do it. If your business is making money, do it. If not, every time you buy toilet paper, every time, if your business isn't making money, so my business isn't making money, then only buy the stuff that you already buy. And keep track of every dollar that you put into the business account. Why? Because that is a loan. The business is going to pay that back. I can't stress that enough. MSC, Michael Sam Charlie, Industrial Supply. You want to check out these places. Really, you want to really be looking in the janitorial section. You're going to find a lot of stuff that you already buy, a lot of stuff you're already dealing with in the janitorial section. Got a couple more. I got more than a couple more. Deluxe, what did I say after that? I said the secure card. When you get to, let's say, you got Quill, you got Granger, you got MSC Industrial Supply, right? Nah, let's back up. Let's say you got your phone. You put your mobile phones, that's one trade line, and then you did Quill. You bought some toilet paper and it reported. That's two trade lines. And then you did Granger, and you got some dish soap or something. That's three trade lines. and just chill. You know, you can chill on three trade lines for a couple months. Let those report. Then you can do MSC Industrial Supply. And that's four trade lines. Or you can just do your mobile phones. You can do quills, grass and toilet paper. You can do a secure card. That's three trade lines. And they're going to be overlapping because of the types of, you know, as Equifax business, you know, phones and credit cards port on the EIN. That's the revolving. Net credit reports on the Dun & Bradstreet number and the Dun & Bradstreet profile. I'm serious. That's a jewel. But I'm just trying to explain how easy it is to just get grabbed like three trade lines real quick. So let's say you got three trade lines, you got three, four trade lines. You've been letting them go for, let's say you had four to six months. You hear what I'm saying? 4 to 6 months. You got three, four trade lines. 4 to 6 months, right? This is when you start doing this, and this is a jewel right here. Fuel Man, F-U-E-L-M-A-N, like Fuel Man. They do gas cards. Now, I know not everybody got vehicles, so if you don't have a vehicle, don't get a gas card. But maybe you could. I'm trying to build business credit. You can go to the pumps, down to the pumps. I'll give you $40 of gas. Give me $35. Give me $30. That don't make no sense, though. So if you don't have vehicles, don't get no gas cards. But you can go to Fuelman, F-U-E-L-M-A-N.com. Apply. Now, check this out. These guys, they're going to call you back. You're going to do a new application and stuff. Don't personal guarantee nothing. Once again, do not personal guarantee nothing. We don't PG anything. If they want a deposit, just do it. But the personal guarantee is not what's up. Unless you can do that in like a vehicle on the business credit or something like that. Other than that, no PG, no personal guarantee. PG means personal guarantee. So you go to Fuel Man, they're going to call you. Make sure the business is legit. They're going to verify the email and the phone number and the address. Make sure, you know, it's good. They're going to ship you these cards. And now you're building business credit every time you put gas in the car. Every single time. Oh, yeah, that's a fringe benefit, too. Yep. By the way. So, Fuel Man, that's a jewel. But you got to have, like, three, four trade lines reporting for 4 to 6 months before you even try this right here. This is, like, tier two. Then you want to deal with Newegg, N-E-W-E-G-G. You do electronics and stuff like that. And then Amazon Net. They have net accounts. You know, Net 55. So you do your Amazon shopping on the business credit. So slowly but surely, you can pretty much convert everything that you're doing to benefit the building of business credit when these purchases and these transactions never and will never build personal credit. These types of transactions. Also, Dun & Bradstreet number, if y'all are looking to do any type of contracting with the government, bidding on government jobs, you know, government contracts, government work, whether it's state, local, or federal. You want to get into the system for award management with the federal government, SAMS.gov, you need a Dun & Bradstreet number to be able to do that. And what they do is issue a CAGE code, C-A-G-E code, and that allows you to, you know, apply for these government things. You know, I'm not saying that's, you know, a surefire way to do it, but, you know, you research. I expect everyone to research what I'm saying. Don't take my word for it. I may be crazy. I could be crazy, y'all. I could be straight up crazy. You really could never know. So you need to research this stuff. Research the stuff you hear. Research what people are saying. Don't take anything for face value. So we got Home Depot. Home Depot extends credit to businesses. Barnes & Noble does. Best Buy does. I know Dell, the computer spot, you know, Dell.com. Exxon, you did maybe another gas card. FedEx Office. Home Depot has a MasterCard. I used to hear a lot about their Builder Pro because they, you know, that card, you can get it for your business and they would open it up for all types of stuff. Lowe's does commercial cards for, you know, everyone who's, you know, in the construction and stuff. You could start building your business credit with the stuff that you pay for every day and then apply for, you know, Home Depot cards and Lowe's cards and, you know, all these builder type cards. So you don't need funding, you don't need cash. Just get the job, know that get the contract, know that you got the contract, use the card. You know the money's coming, just keep it within the terms. This is how business is done. Marathon, like I said, Office Max, Office Depot, already said Quill.com. Sam's Club extends business credit. T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, UPS, United Parcel Service, United States Postal Service. They'll give you a business postal account. Sears, they might be going out of business, though. Be careful with them. What else we got here? We got Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. Corporate sales. Bed Bath & Beyond. Check out the corporate sales on their website. I already said Best Buy. I mean, you name it. Especially when it comes to like hotels, travel, stuff like that. Kohl's. Macy's. REI, Sam's Club, Walmart. Really, I mean, you gotta do your own research. But, you know, there's a lot of spots that do business credit. Once you got trade lines reporting, which is the big thing, you got trade lines reporting, and it's been consistent. You got consistent payments, and it's looking good. You know, that's the time where you want to go in and start, you know, adding on to these trade lines. So, you know, that's pretty much it as far as I'm concerned with this episode, how to establish trade lines. It's not hard. It does require, you know, work. But, and patience, really. And then you need to be on point with making those payments. And look, if you can't be disciplined with your own credit, it's going to be tough to be disciplined with the credit of a business. And that's something to keep in mind. Maybe your credit's shot, or maybe it's not. But either way, it's a credit profile. Either way, it requires care. It requires diligence. And it requires, you know, planning. It definitely requires planning. But it's something that can benefit you. It can benefit your family. It can benefit the people around you. There's things that you're going to be able to do. You might be able to extend credit to other people and others. Oh, you know, you start, you know, even Newegg and Amazon. Once you get in there, you just pretty much be an Amazon seller. You got people around the way. They want something. You know, they want to grab something. You know, you just get it. Oh, we can order that. You have it in 2 days and just give it to them. Mark it up a little bit, $4 or something. Make a profit. That's more local, hand-to-hand. But, you know, with your business, you can set up, you know, Amazon seller accounts, start drop shipping. I mean, look, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit with this business stuff right now. It's all about being a creator and creating. We're about to hit the roaring 20s. I mean, I'm just playing, but I'm not joking. And, you know, the economy is being, you know, a lot different than what most of my elders remember it being. And there's a lot of activity and a lot of things going on that most of my elders have never seen. So I don't know. If anything's worked at being in a better position, because we never know when the position we were in is going to change. And you know, being in a position and having options is really what the foundation is all about. So I'm gonna go to the phone lines in a second. 424-222-5250. 424-222-5250. If you have any questions, if you want me to be more specific on anything, you know, or you just want to say what's up, that's 424-222-5250 and press 1 on your keypad. I'm going to bring in the first caller. Oh. Man, this thing was doing so well. Ball dog was doing so well. Alright, I'm gonna go to let's try 872-5842. 872-5842, peace. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? What's up, brother? Saturday on this rock here a lot of Chicago, man. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm great, man. Can't complain over here, can't complain. I'm understanding the trade lines and the net and revolving with the business credit. I had a question as far as opening up the business account, because when I LLC'd, I didn't have my business address. I had put my home address, so I didn't want to open up my bank account because I didn't want that reporting to my personal address. But now that I do have my business address, and I wanted to go open up my business, I wanted to open up the business account, I've been having issues with the banks wanting me the personal guarantee on my account. And I was wondering, how can I go about without doing that? Because I know you saying I shouldn't personal guarantee or open up with my business account.
Okay, so two things with that address. You might have issues, you know, because now you got the commercial address, but the paperwork says the home address. So what you're going to want to do first and foremost
is amend.
You're going to want to amend the corporate address to reflect the current commercial address and not the residential address. So that's the first thing you want to do. So when you go in the bank, everything lines up. Now, as far as personal guarantee, the bank's not going to want you to do personal guarantee nothing. Only thing they're gonna want is now they're gonna want that social for the signer. So they're gonna give you the corporate account and it's gonna be a company account. But they're gonna, you know, ask for the social. They won't run that social security number through check systems, making sure you don't write bad checks, you're not doing bank fraud or something like that. And that's for the signer. You know, so like outside of your corporate capacity, then they'll come after you. But as long as you just, you know, operating it. The entity, no matter. They can have your social, but you know, if you operate in a corporation correctly, you can bankrupt it and it don't matter what if your social was on it or not.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But that just means you gotta operate it correctly.
Gotcha.
I tell you this, they want that social check systems. They run it through check systems and the sister told me, she was like, we use that to run it through check systems, make sure you're not writing bad checks, codding checks, or doing any type of bank fraud. That's why we do that. You know, it's just trying to tell me. She showed me. And that's where it goes. And see, yours is good. And this is what happens if it's not good. She showed me. It came back, you know, had a red little box that popped up. And they won't have to open the account.
Okay. Perfect, man. Yeah, I was a little nervous thinking that I shouldn't associate my social security number with the bank account because I didn't want to mix the business with my personal or whatnot. Because I know I ain't got good personal credit.
When you missing
anything foul. I just ain't never built my credit up. I ain't know nothing about credit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just mixing business and personal is taking money from the business account and putting that money into the personal account. That's what y'all want to do.
Okay.
You know, taking you know, income from the business to the individual. Whole thing is to not to take income from the business to the individual. The income from the business goes to the trust. You know, so there is a requirement for the individual to file 1040. You understand what I'm saying? That's where we're looking to go to. But in order to do that, most of us got to set up the business first. You know, start generating income. Right.
True. True. And also, with that business 401 directory, I just got like my verification password back, and I can see my business on Google on my business already now.
What's the address on there?
It's it says my business address, not my home address. It says the business address that you helped set me up.
Oh, man, you good. You didn't have to, you didn't pay for that, dude.
Address and phone.
Business 401.
Huh?
You didn't pay for that,
no,
did
you? No, I didn't pay for it. Nope.
All right, good.
That's what you told me.
All right, perfect.
Yep. Follow your steps
to the
T, so. Yeah. I'm just taking the baby steps, man, making sure I do everything right the first time around. I'm not trying to rush it. I'm trying to build a sturdy foundation.
Yep. Yeah, just amend those company documents and, you know, get that bank account open. And, everybody's different. But me,
uh-huh.
I get, you know, they can add a social. There's no income going to the social. There's no individual income return being filed because there's no... Yeah, the social's on the bank account for the business. The social's on the bank account for the trust. But the social doesn't have any personal accounts open that's received income all year or any year. That's the whole point.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us get caught up in, you know, not using the social, get away from the social, rescind the social. I'm not with that crowd at all.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yep, they use it for check systems.
All right.
All you
then,
gotta do,
man, I will be open mind.
Yep, but man, that would be good.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'll do. I plan on doing that next month. Most definitely amend it, because I know it's only $50. Go amend that and then open up my bank account from there, and then proceed to start building up my business credit, open up, do my
Dodge and
Broad Street credit profile.
Yep. Sounds good. And then let me know if you need anything.
Yep. Now, I was planning on shooting you all an email any month next month because I wanted to politic with you in the project. So I definitely would be hitting you up next month. And, man, thank you once again, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. My pleasure. My praise is due to the Creator and ancestors, man. I look forward to talking to you soon. I appreciate you adding to the show. And let me know as soon as I can help you, man. It'll be an honor. Definitely.
Always,
have
always
a great,
keep the knowledge going.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great week, man. Peace. Peace to God.
Yep, peace.
Y'all know I was saying peace. I almost actually put end on my, over here instead of on the switchboard. I almost messed up the whole show. Next caller. You know who it is. It's Biggity Brian from the Bay. Peace, family. What's good?
What's good, man? What's good? What's going
on
doing, in your
fam?
World?
What's going on?
All right. Nothing much. I did on the switchboard. That's good. Oh, but the thing I was trying to understand, or I was thinking, was like, if you, are to set up the phone, right? So, let's say, for example, like you got a pretty much a good way that you are, your rate on your phone is very low because combining your family works for the state, and so because it gets discount for it, right? But when I do that, then that stuff's gonna go away. Once I move it to paying through a business stuff, I won't be able to use that no more.
Right.
I'm assuming. Okay. Yeah, I'll just try and figure out that because I've been building. I mean, I'll probably paying a little bit more on the phone, but at least I'll be building that. But yeah.
You know, you need the freedom. You can have the freedom of building business credit and, you know, getting credit for every one of those payments, or the benefit of just paying less.
Yeah, nah, that's the reason why I brought it up, because maybe somebody else is like me who had, you know, some type of, you know, oh, I got a discount because I work at this particular job or something. But then, you know, when I'm looking at it like that, you know, yeah, I might get 20 bucks or whatever off now, but you're building so you can be able to utilize that later on. So, in a sense, it kind of makes more sense on that note. So, yeah. I'm be looking into that. But then also you were talking about as far as like if you're trying to establish it and you don't have a different address, you know, as far as like you don't really got no other place or nothing, can you still build it even though you don't have another place? Like if you don't have an actual business location that you are working from, pretty much like working from the house or something, or, you know, you haven't went and got one of those places yet, can you still build, or is it harder to do it that way?
I mean, yeah, you could definitely still establish credit and build a profile. You know, it's just, like you said, it's just a little tougher, you know.
Okay.
At least at first. You know, later on, it can get a little easier. But at first, when the profile is still kind of thin, you know, thinner files, with residential addresses, you know, get more scrutiny, higher scrutiny
okay.
levels, and so that they don't like to easily extend, you know, credit terms to those type of, you know, profiles. So what they usually just ask for, you know, oh, your first three purchases, you know, need to be made with cash. And then after that, we'll extend you terms, you know. So just when that happens, okay, so you just make three purchases. And then after that, they'll give you some credit.
Okay. Yeah, the reason, yeah, I just thought I might bring that up because, you know, maybe somebody else is like me where you don't really got no establishment yet. You know, you're trying to get to that point maybe, but, you know, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you're still able to, you know, build. Maybe you have to go through more loops, but, you know, but you can still build. So, you know, there's no reason for nobody to be like, well, I got another place. You can still try to build on it. So, yeah. And, you know, on that note, that's pretty much it on my end, man. Just I had questions. I didn't really have no comments, nothing. I'm going to let you talk to somebody else. And I'll talk to you, I guess, on the private side. Do what you do best, man. Bless everybody with this information.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you adding to the, you know, to the foundation, man. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening.
All right, my man.
Peace. I think I saw her. You know what I'm talking about. I think I saw her. Where she at? There she is. Sister Yvette. Peace, sister. How you doing? Sister Yvette. Oh, call drop. Sister Yvette. Her call drop. Blog talk is janky. Peace. Peace, family. How you doing? What's the deal?
How you doing, Soel? Soel, you have seen many sides of me. You see the quiet side of me, and you see the side of me who I say who I am. But I'm going to stay on topic. A lot of times I apologize, but sometimes when you do something, you realize you do something and you say something. And you know, some people, when you're at that level, and, you know, sometimes it takes you, it takes a while before you understand. And it takes a while before sometimes you don't even have to speak words, but you're on the same page. And what happened is I'm going to stay on topic. You know, if you're talking about something else, I mean, like business, like the DUNS or the EIN number, I'm not going to go into everything else. I'm just going to stay on the EIN number. And I want to apologize because lately I have been going off, you know, subject on as far as, like, you know, what the show is about. And I'm not going to do that anymore. Like that, you know, I've been going through a lot of stuff. But whatever the show is about, whatever they're talking about, I'm going to stay on that subject matter. And I want to apologize to everybody. Just been, you know, seeing a lot of things like that, you know. But I'm gonna keep my eye on the prize, you know, on the subject. That's all I want to say. So I'm all right. So how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Appreciate that. But you know, we family. It's all good, family. I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, everything's well over here. You know, I have no complaints. You know, per usual. I live a pretty good life. I would, you know. You know, that's okay. One of the main reasons why, you know, I do the show. I'm trying to spread the love, you know. If I can do it, everyone can do it. That's just one of my things.
That's right.
But yeah, how you doing, man? How are things going?
Things is going all right. Like, I can't complain. I have to, you know, however they serve it to me, I got to deal with it, you know. That's how it is. So how you doing?
Oh, you know, like I said, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. All right. That, I guess I got the show taken off last week because I ain't get it.
I ain't
get the show because nobody put it out there. I ain't get it. I mean, like, normally I go back and I listen to it. But the way I look at it, the show is only 2 hours and I can listen to a show every day. I haven't been doing that as of lately, but I'm going to start doing it. And I'm going to turn it into child's play. That, you know, it's going to be simple. That, you know, a lot of times when I study something, I simplify it, I understand it well, better than anybody else. You know, but you're the master. I'm just a grasshopper right about now. But listen, I'm going to let you take the next caller, man. I love you. Live long and stay strong, all right?
Well, you too, family. Appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you sooner. Peace.
Okay. Okay, peace.
You know what? I ain't taking no more calls. I'm just going to wrap up. Let's wrap it up. Let's do it. So, look, this is what I'm going to do. Business credit 101. Now, anybody who's on the email list, I'm going to look out for people in the archives. So I know you don't holler at me until this weekend. So, this Saturday coming up, I'm going to send out an email blast to everyone who's an email subscriber. I'm going to put the business credit manual on there. So you go to welcometothefoundation.com, put your email in there, sign up for the email list if you have not already, and I will send you this business credit manual. Like, if you follow it step by step, you're going to be gorgeous. You're going to be just, you know, you're going to have all types of luxurious toilet paper and mobile phone service. And business credit, like, to be all the way serious, 100%. And, you know, we slowly, however we can, we start moving to a better position. That's what's required of us. Some of us can't, you know, go private. Some of us can't get, you know, into trustee training or, you know, get their hands on the education that they need to transition private just yet. Some of us got to, you know, work with what we got. And what I'm saying, I know you got a cell phone. I know you wipe your butt, yo. So build some business credit. It makes no sense to not do this. I know that was a double negative, but whatever. And, you know, we got to begin to live how others can't, because, you know, we're working and hustling and grinding how others won't. And that's the only way we're going to get there. We got to think differently, behaving differently, demonstrate differently, and do different things to get different results. So, you know, I don't care if you got any money. I don't care where you're at financially. I know you got a cell phone and you wipe your butt. So let's build some business credit and let's get this Let's get this going. Let's put in some work to get into a better position. Because no one's coming to save you. You can believe what you want to believe. And if someone is coming to save you, they ain't saved you yet. So the least you can do is, while you're waiting for them to come save you, you can start, you know, saving yourself a little. And I don't mean to be dismissive or mean, pejorative, or any type of, you know, negative standpoint when I'm talking to my family. I trust that you know that. But, you know, if we don't take a step, we're not going to make it to where we're going. And that's where I'm at. So, you know, Business Credit 101, how to establish trade lines. Don't pay for it. Don't pay for this information, people telling you how to do trade lines and stuff. Come over here. Just listen to the episode again. You want to make a donation, go to welcometothefoundation.com. Find the donation button. Make a donation. If not, don't make a donation. But buy some toilet paper and, you know, get a mobile phone service in your business name. At the very least, and, you know, it'll make me happy. So, I trust that y'all had a great week. I trust that you will continue to have a great week. And I trust that, you know, everyone, all of us, you know, all at the same time, are doing what we can every day to move to a better position. Or that's setting up your business, doing your articles of organization, getting your EIN, opening your business bank account, getting into the private trustee training, opening your trust account, opening your family trust account, doing an asset trust, you know, getting your life insurance, doing your endowments, do your private placement accounts, all these things, regardless of what you're doing. We're all making small steps towards a big future. And, you know, I trust that I'm one of your supportive elements in your life, you know, like your walking staff, as you take any small steps towards your future. And that's what I'm looking to do. That's what I'm looking to be. And like I said, you need anything from me, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And let's move forward. Let's do some good business. Let's make some magic. Let's do it. And, you know, not for me, definitely, but for your family, for those that love you, for those that care about you, for those who want to see you do well. So with that being said, I appreciate y'all. You know, welcome to thefoundation.com, highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Appreciate yourself. Enjoy yourself. You know, show love to yourself and be a little chill next time. Don't trip. Let that person go by. You don't know what they're dealing with. Take care of yourself. Be easy. I love you. Peace to God.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.